with Joey McCune. This is my 44th episode. The number fours in general, 4-4, 4-4-4, keep popping up ever since I went to Egypt with you. And so when I realized I was coming up on my 44th episode, I just thought, I have to have Joey on. I think that that really felt synchronistic. So I'm really excited to have you here.
Thank you.
And I thought today we could talk about sound healing, because that's what I feel like is your soul mission on this planet right now. And so hopefully you can start anywhere you want with sound healing. How is such an amazing tool for our bodies, for our soul?
Yeah. Huge, huge open-ended discussion for sure. So thank you, first of all. I'm really honored to be here and I love to collaborate with you. And yeah, we've journeyed all over the world together at this point.
We have.
Just getting back from Egypt not too long ago, and we've been in my place in Tulum, Mexico quite a bit, and we're dear friends from Seattle, so just always a fun collaboration for sure. So thank you. And so aligned with the 44. I love that. I'm tearful because of it. I mean, that's beautiful. So thank you.
Yeah. I also wanted to mention the space we're in, because I feel like we're here at Orbit Studios in Pioneer Square in Seattle, and the timing that you're in town, and I mean, you spend most of your time in Mexico, so it just all seemed to align. And
amazing.
Even the name Orbit.
Yes, is like, I know, super kinda, cosmic.
Yeah, yeah. So so we're just
perfect.
Supposed to be here right now,
yes,
today.
Absolutely. Well, we're soul sisters, so.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so sound healing. So much to say about sound healing, and there's, you know, you can look it up online and just get little tidbits, but I'm just going to talk from my heart right now. I think that the first thing we should look at is like the dynamics of sound healing and how it actually works with the structure of your body, right? And so let's take it back to Dr. Emoto out of Japan, who is a longtime renowned scientist who studied water and the molecular structure of it and how it was affected by sound and frequency and vibration. And so just a quick, you know, recap of that, he took photos of water droplets that he collected from garbage dumps, from sacred places, and then talked to the water. So he would say things like, I love you, you're beautiful, to the water droplets. And those water droplets under a microscope would form into a snowflake, beautiful kind of mandala figuration. And if he said things like, I hate you and you're ugly and cruel things to the water droplets, or he took them from a place like a garbage dump versus a sacred site, they would stay in a blob formation. And so it showed that the cellular structure, the makeup of the water, was actually affected by, on a huge level, by intent and vibration and frequency and sound. So that is the basis, really, of sound healing. We know that water is affected by that. And so, and it's scientifically proven, we know our water, our bodies are made up of 70 to 80% water. So when we have you in a theta state, which is your healing state, sort of like when you get a massage and you're in that like half asleep state, that's like the perfect state. Yes, the Zen state for healing to take place. Obviously, not everyone gets to that Zen state, but that's always our goal, right? When you're in a sound bath. But to be bathed in these certain frequencies and vibrations, plus you have intent behind it, which really creates the healing space. You're setting that space up. And I always say, I should back that up, because I say I'm called a sound healer, but I like to consider myself a sound weaver, or just I work with sound, because I don't really heal anyone. What I do is I set the space for people to heal themselves. And so when we're looking at how your water is being charged, changed through your DNA that way, using all the sound and vibration of all the different tools that we use, then we know that we're actually making changes in your body, right? So that's like the basis of a sound bath. I think that what we're really doing is creating a very restorative, balanced state of your body. So we're working with your different chakras. Different bowls have different notes in them that are tuned to different chakras. Sometimes we're using planetary gongs tuned to different planetary vibrations. Whatever instrument you're using, we're working on different points of your body, and we're really balancing, restoring, and, you know, just resetting your body and your etheric fields. So
I believe that we all have the ability to heal ourselves. And so I think it, like you said, it restores it back to our baseline of where then we can take our intention and say, you know, put healing in. For me, I had like some neck and shoulder pain, and I would just like, you know, ask for most of the energy to go towards that space, and I would feel like heat even on my neck, and it has completely healed. Like, it was something that plagued me for years, and now, like, I know what it's like to live without pain every day, and it's life-changing.
Is that from Sound Baths that you've gone to, or from you playing the bowls?
I think it's both. I think it's both. Yeah. And I also think it's other tools I've used, like meditation and, you know, even down to yoga and movement. Nice. I really enjoy, like, active meditations. I like sitting and meditating too, but, like, I don't know, any way to get my mind into that, like, receptive mode. Where quiet it's space. Kind of open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that for me, playing the bowls has been such a gift, mm-hmm. because not only is it a remembrance for me and just a personally, spiritually awakening tool that's mm-hmm. happened for me, but an act, but being in service to others and working with the vibrations on a daily level. I mean, sometimes I'm doing 2-3 sound baths a day. So when it comes to times like that, I'm living in that frequency and I can feel my body is receptive to that and I'm adjusting. And sometimes you visited me in the jungle in Tulum where we don't leave for several days. And that first day that you decide you're going into town or something, you emerge from this 5D space or whatever D you're in, right? And then you're like, whoa, because the frequency is just different and you have to, like, align to that, right?
Definitely. I believe as humans, we can vibrate up to 7D, and it's very rare. And I don't know that I've ever gotten quite to that level, but I know that the way it vibrates at your property in Tulum, in your sound temple, is the highest vibration I think I've ever felt. Oh, wow. Like, even more so than when we were in the temples in Egypt. Wow. And, but that's probably because there's a lot of people around, and so you're dealing with other vibrations, other people's vibrations too. But being alone with you there and just feeling that is, I think, the highest I've ever felt.
Beautiful. Thank you for that.
It's amazing.
We really, with all of our hearts, tried to create a place where we could open a portal. And I think that we just ended up on some ley lines also. And in our construction phase, you know, planting crystals and ceremonially building this and asking for permission from the earth and just divine guidance, we have, you know, really been fortunate. So I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
But it is a very powerful portal. It's funny because sometimes guests will show up for a sound journey, and it could be a group, it could be a couple, it could be a one-on-one, whatever it is. And sometimes the second they get out of the car, they're so hit with emotion that the tears start coming out. Yeah. Sometimes when we're in our tea house, which is where we meet and greet, all of a sudden the tears start on all the time. It, like, more often than not, it happens when they enter the cave or water temple or in the sound temple. Mm-hmm. So, and they're like, I don't know why I'm crying. I just don't know why I'm crying. And, you know, I don't know that answer, but intuitively I do. And so you can take it or leave it. But I think what it is that we're all out here living in the rat race of life, right? And so we're living with whatever vibration or frequency that we're in. And most people are not doing sound baths all day long or doing healings all day long or working in that energy work kind of life. They're coming for that, right? And so they're in the rat race of their daily jobs and work and stress and anxiety and all the things that happen in life. And all of a sudden they're coming into the jungle for 5 miles, and then they come through the gates and they show up, and it's this peaceful portal that they're starting to enter. And all of a sudden it hits them, and they're not there at that vibration. So it's raising their vibration just by coming into that. And when that's happening, they don't know what to do other than just have an emotional discharge at that moment, right? So I think it's just leveling it out and balancing it. And they're like, I don't know why I'm crying. And it's like, cry, just go ahead and cry. But that's part of what's happening, right? Yeah. With the frequency.
I have a little bit of a theory about that. So I believe that before we incarnate and in our lifetime, where our soul is really smart and gives us markers for like when we are on the right track, or
I love that,
different things like that. And so, like, you're born with these markers, and they're probably embedded in our DNA, in our very existence. And so when you I believe if you're looking for a space, like your space, your soul's probably calling for it, and you're needing that healing, or you're needing that opening, that mind opening, whatever that is. And when we encounter those soul markers, I'm actually getting chills just thinking about this. It's so overwhelming.
Yep.
You don't know what to do. And I just think it's the natural thing to
just let it out. Beautiful. I think that's exactly what it is. I like that. I like that description a lot.
Another thing that I wanted to mention, because I just know you're going to love this. There's this woman named Vita Austin, and she is from New Zealand. I actually took her master class on water. Her theory is that water holds consciousness. And So much like Dr. Emoto, she does something similar. She takes petri dishes and she just puts a tiny bit of water. It can be like pristine water from the mountains. It can be tap water, whatever it is she puts in. And then she places an image, either puts the petri dish on the image or next to it. She puts it in the freezer and freezes it for like a very short time, like just as it's starting to crystallize.
With the picture?
Nope. Sometimes she does put the pitcher under it, but she shows the water the pitcher, puts it into the freezer, and then comes back 30 minutes later and she'll take a photo of the water and of the pitcher. And you'll see, like if she set it next to this tablecloth, you would see the head of a duck.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, I want to check this out.
It's so amazing. I follow her on Instagram, and I'll put the link and everything for other people too, because she's someone that I feel like is really, she's exploring the consciousness of water. And Dr. Emoto passed away, and I know that I think his family or his foundation continues his work, but she's really channeled something that's super special.
Wow.
And it's like, it's just picture after picture, and it's amazing. Wow. And she'll do things like say words to the water, and it's crazy, the pictures. There was even one of like Snoop Dogg, like doing like a
fist bump.
And the main part that the water captured was his fist. It's unbelievable.
Wow. So it's showing the consciousness of it.
Yeah.
Is what it's showing. Wow.
It's even more than the.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, that's so another.
So think of that. It's in your body.
Yes.
So all this water in our bodies. So when we're working in a vibrational frequency way, like for a sound bath, for example, what it's actually doing to your structural makeup.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
And
that's amazing.
What's really amazing is when you think about our planet, it's also mostly water. And we are part of the planet. And so one of the projects I've been working on with some shaman all over the world, my friend Anna Katarina is in northern Norway right now, and she's singing to the waters and moving this energy from Norway. And then I have another friend, Barbara, who's singing from Spain and doing the waters. And then I do energetic work along the Puget Sound. And I have this, it's literally a loop of energy near Lincoln Park that I've been walking for like 5 years. And as I get to the water, I say a mantra, and I think I can feel the shift and the change.
Wow.
just from just seeing the water.
Well, intent also, right?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
And I think intent from someone who's tapped in and really consciously making the effort to do that, that's making huge changes and shifts.
It is. And so amazing. All these people, and we're electromagnetic creatures, so all these people located your work in Tulum, when you're there and you're working with your cenote, you're just as much a part of all of this.
I tell people to float after the sound bath. Go and float in the cenote. Don't swim in it. Don't dive in it. Don't jump in it. You need to just float in that water and receive the codes and the activations, because water is life, right? Yeah. And this, not to mention, think of all the sound baths that have happened in that sound temple. Well, we have the sound temple and then the water temple, which is the cenote and cave. But all these sound baths that have been in that water temple, and we see the vibrations rippling. I have it on my Instagram, where they're playing the didgeridoo and they're playing all these different instruments, and you see the water going, and all the people are laying there, and it's like all of that is going in.
Through.
Yes, coming through the earth.
Yep.
We always say you're in the womb of the earth there.
Yep.
So you're like, you're having your rebirth as you're in this beautiful experience. And so go float afterward, and cenote waters are considered to be sacred.
Yes.
So you lay in those waters and just allow that to just sink into your skin, and actually just like like marry the water in your body, yeah, right? Yeah. So it's just such a full body activation. Yeah. And I think most people understand that. And they're just, I love to see all the pictures of people just floating and laying there. And it's like, that's perfect. That's what it's meant to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so beautiful, so powerful.
It's so powerful. When the last time I was there with my husband and my good friend Zach and Lauren,
that's right.
And we did a ceremony. And after it was done, I didn't even think about it, like, that there were other people there. I just took off my clothes and got in the water.
I love it.
Because it was like, and the shaman.
Kit,
yes. And Kit was like, wow, we've never had anyone quite get in like that. I was like, sorry, I forgot you guys were even here.
Oh, so he doesn't funny. Care. It's amazing.
No, they were loving it. They started playing more music.
Every time we're naked in the Cenotaphe, that's what you do. I mean, that's the beauty of it, because I always say, hey, I mean, most people wait, right? But you know, you have your private time in there, and it's like, why wear a suit?
Yeah.
Let it in, man. Just go and be free and feel that water. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's so healing. It really is. It's amazing. This is also a very general question, but what is the most fulfilling part about your practice that just like keeps you going? Because I know you work really hard and a lot of times it's draining. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, like it's like – so what what's – like what just keeps you going?
Yeah. I mean, I should explain that I'm not just doing sound healing, right? Mm-hmm. So there's so much more that I'm in charge of and doing and working in. So I wear – 45,000 hats sometimes, I swear. And that's not an exaggeration. But you're right. It's very it is very taxing. And a lot of people say, how are you doing this? It's just impossible. And especially when I'm working with groups and all that group energy and stuff in a healing setting, and then another group's coming in. And even if I'm just hosting and sending them down with the shaman and sound shaman and medicine musicians in the cave versus in the sound temple with me, it's still energy. It's an exchange of energy, right?
And can I just tell you that I witnessed, and there's no names or anything, but I witnessed someone coming in, and I don't know if she had a demon or – it's not always just relaxing. Yeah. Like, I just want to point out that it's not always just,
the
like,
exorcism.
Zen.
You were part of – you were there when
it
that
was
happened.
Insane.
I know what you're talking about.
I was like – her body was moving in ways that, like – I've never seen.
Yeah.
I didn't know even what to do. That was crazy. So I'm just saying that it's not all perfect.
Let's be clear, not my favorite part of the job. That is not what I called in to be part of my work. You know, I am – the answer to that is I am so fulfilled by spirit and to be in service to others. This makes me emotional. I left the rat race of my life highly successful businesswoman, and my husband a highly successful businessman, and we were called to be in deeper service. So creating a place that people would come to and feel comfortable and feel like they can get something from it, from the experience, has been my goal. And that it has transitioned and changed and grown and it continues to expand. But at the moment, we're in so many phases of construction and things happening and ideas and things blossoming, and it's beautiful. And I so trust the universe in whatever way I'm being guided. But I am 1,000,000% fulfilled from being in service. So I am filled up by the comments I get, not because I need a pat on my back, not because I want to hear that it was amazing, but what I want to hear is what I want to feel from someone afterward when they say, and this is like, I can't even tell you, I'm sorry, I get super emotional because it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. People come up afterward and they say, that was the most beautiful experience I've ever had in my entire life. This was such a touching, like emotionally releasing, incredible, otherworldly, out of this world experience. And that is what makes every ounce of exhaustion worthwhile to me. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter that I'm not making loads and loads and loads of money. It, of course, you want to be successful and do well and
sustain yourself
and have a life. But it's really about, I feel that I'm really in service, and I've stepped into service in a different way once we made the move to Mexico. Mm-hmm. And now we're opening up a healing center soon. We're going to be having a small hotel retreat center where we can do this on an even larger, more expanded level. Yeah. And I never thought that was what I was going to do in my life, but like the universe has just put us in, things have just happened. So that's what's unfolding. Mm-hmm. And we're like, let's go.
Yeah.
Right?
Just do it.
Let's go. Like, so,
yeah.
You know, we didn't have the money to do that. We're saving and scrapping and doing all sorts of things so we can build the space out. And would I love to win the lottery right now? Absolutely. But, you know, we're gonna do it. It might be, we don't know how it's going to look, but we're starting that. Yeah. And the just service part is what's so special to me.
And we live on a free will planet full of abundance. Your service, the abundance will come because you're giving so much energy out into the space and to the planet for her healing too, like, and for the people. And
yeah, that's, I wish Mitch was here, my husband, because that's really his love. I mean, not that it's not mine, but he's not a healer in the sense that I am. He's a healer through his work and his hands and what he constructs and designs and he channels to do. Mm-hmm. And he really marries Mother Earth in that and calls in, you know, has spirit's guidance in all of the things that he does and builds and constructs. And it's become really precious to us to protect our land and be good stewards to it. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we were given a cenote, right? I don't mean given like it was free, like, but given, we did not know we had a cenote on our property.
When you bought it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were told there was no water in that cave. So through following a sacred bird that's a mystical bird, that's a real bird, but has a large mystical following, you know, my husband was led to realize that there was water in our cave and then created this beautiful space.
He dug it out by hand.
Yes. I mean, we're off grid.
Yeah.
We live off grid, solar energy. We have a generator. We try really hard not to use the generator. So, because it's damaging to the earth.
Yeah.
And so for us, I mean, and also living green isn't as green as people think because you have batteries and then you have to dispose of those after they're old in 7 years or something. And, you know, there's all these things. So we're always trying free energy and new things. And Mitch is just, that's his passion, right? So I think that we are gifted back from the earth and from the universe and in a very divine way, because that's how we're in service right now. So there's so many multifacets to it we're being fulfilled by.
Yeah, no, it's all beautiful.
Divine alignment.
Yeah, so I think it's perfect. And I think that, do you still feel like you want to share
absolutely
some music?
Let me do a little mini sound bath and later guests can put their headphones on and listen to it and just have a little blessing, and I'll send it from my heart to whoever wants to be called to listen.
And from my heart as well.
Oh, thank you. This is my traveling set, believe it or not, right?
Yeah.
So it's not a display of what we do in Tulum, but good enough.
Yeah.
Right? So it'll be special.
It's a gift for
sure.
Awesome. Okay. Well,
thank you, Crystal. Oh, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Joey.